This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The Insurance Information Institute estimates only 40% of people who lease apartments or houses have renter's insurance. They need that money to buy food, pay the bills. One Garland family is living with the fallout from that after a tornado ripped apart their house and smashed their truck. Even though the landlord's paying to rebuild their home, everything else is up to them. A soundtrack of nail guns, hammers, and electric saws punctuates an otherwise quiet day on Oceanport Drive in Garland.
It's just 2x4 framing, and then we'll come in with the drywall and hang drywall on here and texture and paint later on.
Contractor Charles Beck is working hard to put this storm-wrecked house back together. He's particularly invested because he used to live here. Before the tornado, he was renting it with his fiancée and their three kids.
Luckily, we got the contract to do the repairs on our home, so that helped put me back to work.
There's a reason Beck says back to work. He's a contractor, and his work truck full of tools was crushed on December 26th.
Had general liability insurance on it, so that didn't, any damages to the truck weren't covered. A lot of the tools I lost, that was probably at least a good $10,000 investment right there.
Because Beck snagged a job rebuilding his own house, it means a couple months of steady work. Financial stability is something this family desperately needs right now. They didn't have renter's insurance either, so everything the storm broke, they've got to replace out of pocket.
It's not just the big ticket items, it's all the little things. When you think about having to replace the food in your fridge, it's not just a grocery shopping trip, you're replacing everything from the ketchup to the mustard, and it's a lot more expensive than just your weekly grocery shopping trip.
So why are they among the 60% of renters who don't have insurance? Why didn't they carry full coverage on the truck? Simple. They couldn't afford it.
When you're looking at extra $100, $150 a month when you're already on a tight budget, it's a lot to spend. And, you know, you never think something like this is going to happen. So you're like, I'll be okay.
In fact, Beck's fiancée, Jessica Caddick, says they spent last fall calling insurance companies to get renters insurance quotes. They decided to put off buying a policy until the first of the year.
Get through Christmas, make sure the kids had a good Christmas, and then get renters insurance in January. So, you know, 5 days previous to, it really would have been handy.
Beck has two children, a 6-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl. Caddick's son is 9. While the old house is under construction, they're living in a temporary rental. Leasing it costs $200 more a month than their other place did. That stretches their already tight budget even tighter. Plus, they're homesick.
The kids will come downstairs out of the blue and say, I want to go home, when we're sitting in our new rental.
Caddick says the financial stress of surviving a tornado, losing a home, truck, and most of their possessions has been devastating. And the road to recovery is pretty lonely.
A lot of people don't think about it anymore. Or if they think about it, it's in passing. Like, oh yeah, there's those apartments that were destroyed. But a lot of people don't step forward and say, does anybody still need help? And it's not necessarily monetary help. It's saying, hey, we're your community and we haven't forgotten.
One place that hasn't forgotten? Friendship House, which is sponsored by First Baptist Church of Garland.
After December 26th, our volume definitely went up.
Director Keith Christie says the nonprofit does a little bit of everything. Food, clothing, holiday gifts, energy bills, and after the Christmas weekend tornadoes.
Deposits for rent, we're helping them to move in. We've helped people with storage sheds, get moving vans, car payments, insurance payments. Sometimes we'd be able to put them up in a motel for 2 weeks or even a month, depending on the situation.
Friendship House has spent almost $60,000 to help more than 220 storm victims so far. Christie says for people already worried about money, rebuilding after a tornado is almost too much to bear.
They're having to start all over. It's like they've run into a wall and there's no place for them to go.
And folks skip things like insurance to free up money each month.
I think it's very common, unfortunately. I mean, they think this is the only way they can make it is to take away from Peter to pay Paul.
Back at the rebuilding site, Jessica Caddick is impressed by the progress. She hopes her family is back where they belong before summer because she and Beck plan to tie the knot in July. After the storm, people like her wedding photographer stepped up.
I called to cancel our contract afterwards because we didn't have the money any longer to pay for a wedding.
So the photographer offered to take pictures for free and found a wedding planner to pick up almost all of the rest. A very bright spot in the not-so-distant future. Even though reminders of the storm are everywhere. All this family has to do is pull up a bank statement or glance at the tallest tree in their old front yard.
That's my living room curtain.
It's been there since the night of, and throughout the wind and the rain that we've had since, it's still there. So yeah, it's at least 40 feet off the ground.
It's funny, Caddick says, how a piece of fabric tangled in the branches of an old tree has come to stand for so much. Courtney Collins, KERA News.